is today's news from Public Sector Executive on Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Leaders among the business community are being urged to consider applying for roles across the public sector. The government makes more than 1,000 appointments to public bodies every year, while there are more than 300 institutions that offer roles that are complementary to the expertise of leaders in the business world. Those within the business community that have expertise in managing micro and small businesses will also hold a number of transferable skills that will ensure they can effectively operate in small board teams. Bristol City Council is at risk of going bankrupt unless it can roll out reforms to its special educational needs and disability support. Currently, the council's education budget is overdrawn by £56 million, with this expected to increase to £114 million by 2028. This comes as the demand for additional SEND support has increased across the country in the last 10 years or so. Whilst the government has agreed to write off £54 million of the funding deficit over the course of 7 years, this comes on the condition that the council follows the safety valve programme to reform its SEND provision. And final confirmation has been given so that a new net zero prison can be constructed in Scotland. HMP Highland, based in Inverness, will cost £209 million and will not only be able to accommodate more than double the number of prisons currently able to be housed in the existing HMP Inverness, but will also be Scotland's first net zero prison. With the signing of the contract, the surrounding area of the prison will also benefit, thanks to £60 million of investment and the creation of additional jobs and apprenticeships for local people. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.